This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, the time now on Power Business is 18:21. We move to this now. The results of the most recent Altron FinTech Household Resilience Index were released today, confirming the continued pressure on South African households, mainly the result of the ongoing restrictive monetary policy stance by the Monetary Policy Committee of the South African Reserve Bank. According to economist Dr. Roelof Botha, who compiles the index on behalf of Altron FinTech, arguably the most worrying trend is the year-on-year decline of more than 11% in the ratio of household income to debt costs. In the fourth quarter of 2021, the start of the MPC's restrictive monetary policy stance, households were sacrificing 6.7% of their disposable incomes to pay debt costs. This burden has now moved to 9%, an increase of more than 34%. Although the AFHRI for quarter four of 2023 recorded a year-on-year increase of 1.4%, six of the 20 constituent indicators remained in negative territory, while another three, including household disposable income, recorded growth of less than 1%. Now we speak to Dr. Roelof Botha of the Economic Advisor to the Optimum Investment Group. Good evening, Dr. Roelof Botha, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you again for joining us, Dr. Botha. So South African households continue to have it tough in this economy. Talk to us about what you have found out in this latest edition of the Altron FinTech Household Resilience Index.
Yes, on a year-on-year basis, at face value, it doesn't look too bad because there has been an improvement in the index of 1.4%, which is marginally higher than the average than the GDP increase last year of 1.2%, but from a very low base. And it masks a couple of really concerning issues, especially the question of why was it necessary for the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank to raise interest rates to the current level where the prime overdraft rate of the banks is now 11.75%. Before COVID, in the first quarter of 2020, the prime overdraft rate was 10%. So why this 1.75 percentage points equates to 175 basis points? That is a very large margin if you have a bond of 1 million rand on your house. And on the average bond, administered by Better Bond, on a home loan, people are now in fact paying 4,000 rand a month more every month than before the Reserve Bank started raising interest rates to unnecessarily high levels. That is where all these problems come from, and also the low growth.
Now, talk to us about what impact this has then on consumer behavior.
Well, if you're paying a lot more, you used to pay 6.7%, as you indicated earlier, of your disposable income, that's now for the average household, on debt servicing costs, and that goes up to 9%. I mean, people can make their own sums. They know what they earn, how much money they earn every month. If 6.7% of that went towards your debt service costs, not the repayment of the capital, just the servicing of the debt, the interest, and that increases to 9%, then you have to cut something. You have to cut out something. So, and we can see that in the latest retail trade sales figures, which were released yesterday by Statistics SA. In real terms, in the last 3 months, December last year plus January and February this year, year on year, there was growth of 0.5% in total retail trade sales, but our population increased by an estimated 1.5%. So we are, in fact, worse off than we were. The average, the median household than we were before COVID. And the only reason for that is the excessively high interest rates. We have one of the highest real interest rates in the world, and it is not necessary.
And now, Dr. Botha, what does this mean then, or what does this tell us about economic recovery?
Well, as Johan Gillitly, the managing director of Altron FinTech, always says, he says, consumers in South Africa are tough. They will continue to make ends meet, work longer hours, get a night job, whatever the case may be, cut your budget. But it's not a pleasant exercise. It would be great if the economy could go back to a 3% growth rate, at least. And that's exactly what we had when the previous governor of the Reserve Bank was in charge, Jill Marcus, who was a colleague of mine at Gibbs, the Gibbs Business School in Johannesburg. And she maintained a real prime rate of 3%. Now, what that means is if you take the prime rate, which is currently 11.75, I think all the listeners with it, you know, they know what the prime rate is, 11.75%. The inflation rate, which was published yesterday as well, the latest one for March, is 5.3. You deduct the inflation from the prime rate, and you get a figure of 6.5%. That's the real interest rate after adjustment for inflation, 6.5. When Joe Marcus was governor, the real interest rate for 5 years was on average just above 3%. So what we've had in South Africa is an increase of more than 100% in the cost of capital and the cost of credit. This, as far as I'm concerned, is crazy.
Well, now Dr. Roloff, can you talk to us then about some of the positive trends that you managed to identify by this latest index?
Yes, fortunately, despite the Reserve Bank's excessively restrictive monetary policy, it's as if these people think we are Americans. There's nothing wrong with Americans. They have virtually no unemployment. We have high unemployment. We need growth and employment creation in our economy, and apparently the Monetary Policy Committee doesn't understand this. But yes, there are positive trends, but the trends relate to the resilience of the economy. And we created 800,000 jobs last year, many of which were in the construction sector, a large number. So there are signs that some elements of government, some municipalities many municipalities that are still providing good services, fixing roads, especially in the Western Cape, of course. There are signs of renewed business confidence. We have seen the composite business cycle indicator also picking up slightly, more or less in line with the Altron FinTech Index. And the value of unit trust assets, which is a proxy for the Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share Index, has moved up very nicely to more than 5%. In real terms, year on year. So this is welcome. It shows us that those households where people have enough money to invest a little bit in shares on JSE or in unit trusts, they are seeing their asset values grow, maybe also cashing in on some of those dividends. So hopefully all we're waiting for, this economy is gearing for growth. It just needs a lower cost of credit and a lower cost of capital.
All right, that's all the time. That's all we have time for this evening. Dr. Roloff Botha, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thanks, take care.
All right, that was Dr. Roloff Botha of the Economic Advisor to the Optimum Investment Group, painting a negative picture there of the impact on interest rates on households in South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.